name is John Bayless, and welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. We're so pleased you've joined us. If you've joined us for the first time, then welcome. Well, friends, I have good news for you. God is not angry with you. He loves you with an everlasting love that you cannot begin to imagine. And I'd like to open in prayer. Lord, I pray that you grant to your servant great boldness this day to preach your word, that, Lord, you'd stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. We start with Psalm 86, 15. It says that, what does God think of you? Or what is his nature like? Well, we read from Psalm 86, 15. But you, O Lord, are a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in mercy and truth. Friends, this scripture is saying that the Lord God is tender and kind, not easily angered, immense in love, and never quits on you. God's love is infinitely deep, infinitely wide, and poured out for every single person who ever lived or ever will. And yet all of that is for naught if you or I choose not to believe in Christ. What a tragedy that God could love a person so deeply only to have that love rejected. Nicodemus, though, thought God was in the business of condemning, but Jesus told him that God doesn't exclude people, they exclude themselves. John 3:18, he who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. There's that word again, three times, believe. John wants us to see the life or death urgency of our choice. In terms of how we relate to the love of God, there are two kinds of people in the world, those who believe in Jesus Christ and those who do not. Those who believe will receive the salvation of God and all it brings. Those who don't believe will miss out. As I've been stressing, God loves everyone, but in order to receive his love, we must believe. God's love gave us Christ. He did, giving us our only access to heaven. Therefore, salvation is not in question. It is there for the taking. The only thing in question is our response. Will we believe that God done everything possible to rescue us? If we refuse to jump into the net, it's not because we didn't offer the simple and natural response of the heart to the supreme act of love. We fail to believe. Loved one, no matter how low you are, no matter what your disposition has been, you may be low in your thoughts, words, and actions. You may be selfish. Your heart may be overflowing with corruption and wickedness. Yet, Jesus will have compassion on you. Friend, you do not come to know God through works. You come to know God by faith, by believing through grace. You cannot work your way to heaven. You cannot moralize your way. You cannot reform your way. And you cannot buy your way. It comes as a gift of God through Christ. The free gift of eternal salvation is now being offered to you. To know about God's love and not accept it changes nothing in your life. A gift you do not receive is of no value. God paid a price for your sin, and eternal life is now available to you, but you must receive it. At this very moment, Christ stands at the door of your heart and waits for you to invite him in. Friends, will you pray with me? Just follow me along in this simple prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sin. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sin and sickness. come into my heart and life. I take you as my Lord and Saviour. Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. Friend, if you prayed that prayer for the very first time, I believe you got born again. Get into a good Bible-based church. Remember, you are unique. That means that there are things God wants you to do for him that he has not called anyone else on earth to do. Isaiah 43:25, God says, I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Friends, God is saying and reminding you that your gracious God repeatedly forgives and forgets sin. Not because his people deserve it, but because he chooses to, for the sake of accomplishing his plan of redemption. God has forgiven all your sins. All things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. And the one who calls you is faithful. He will keep you until the day of redemption. And friends, speak this over your life regularly. My past has passed away. I am forgiven. I am justified. I am free. Amen? Right. Today's word is from Psalm 92:12. A message, nothing can hold you back. Psalm 92:12 says, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. Have you ever seen a palm tree in the midst of a great storm? Unlike most other trees, the palm tree is able to bend so it will not break. A certain kind of palm can bend over until the top is almost touching the ground. But when the wind finally stops, it bounces right back up. What's interesting is that while the palm tree is bent over under the pressure and the damage of the damaging wind, it's being pushed and stretched, strengthened at the root system and giving it a new opportunity for growth. The reason God said would flourish like a palm tree is because he knew there would be difficult times. He knew things would come against us to try and steal our joy and victory. God said, you're going to be like a palm tree, because after the storms of life blow, you're going to be stronger, healthier, wiser, better off, and ready for new growth. God never brings us out the same. He makes the enemy pay for bringing the times of darkness and trouble. What's meant for your harm, he's going to use for your advantage. It's not going to break you, it's going to strengthen you. You're not only going to be still standing, you're going to be standing stronger. So my prayer for you today in this message is, Heavenly Father, thank you for making them stronger in you. They trust you, you are working in their life, even in the midst of storms. They know you will bring them out stronger, wiser, and better off than ever. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, the wisdom key for today is, all men fall, the great ones get back up. Right, we're going to pray for the sick shortly. God's power to deliver his people from sickness and disease. We go to Isaiah 53:3-5. He was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we had, as it were, hid our faces from him. Surely he has borne our illnesses and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He is bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Friends, what we have to know today is that at the same time that Jesus carried your sins on the cross, he actually carried our sicknesses and diseases as well. This is not something that has to be done, but was already done 2,000 years ago. Matthew 8:16-17, when evening came, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed and he cast out the spirits with the word and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet some 700 years previous, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Friends, so Jesus bore our sicknesses so we can identify with it what he has done 2,000 years ago. There's no need for him to come back and hang on the cross again to pay again the price. The price has already been paid. It's our identifying what he did for us 2,000 years ago. But the fact that this has been made available to every single believer, then it's our choice. 1 Peter 2:24, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree or on the cross, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness. By his stripes you were healed. It's, friends, it's past tense. It's been done for you. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Friends, as long as you think that Jesus is coming around to put sickness on you and to teach you a lesson, it's not true. Sure, there are lessons we can learn from this in the middle of a test, in the middle of a trial, in the middle of a situation. We must remember, as his ways are perfect, there is no unrighteousness in him. The Bible says that every good gift, every perfect gift, comes down from heaven, the Father of lights. There is no variable in him, no shadow of turning. Some think you have to earn your healing. Friend, you can't earn it. Healing was bought and paid for, but you have to receive your healing. In Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree or hangs on a cross. What you see from these scriptures, this is past tense. It's already happened. It's not something that's going to happen. Jesus did not have to come back and hang on another cross. When he cried, it is finished, it was sufficient. It has been done. His word is settled in heaven. His word is yes and amen. His word does not change. God watches over his word to perform it. God is looking for men and women that will believe, I trust you. Romans 8:11. But if the Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through the Holy Spirit who dwells in you. The Holy Spirit comes to live on the inside of you when you receive Christ as your Lord and Savior, been born again. The Holy Spirit will quicken, make alive your mortal body. Holy Spirit, if what I have said is from you, then confirm your word with signs, wonders, and creative miracles to follow. Thank you, Lord. And the power of the Lord is present to heal. Lay your hand on that part of the body that needs a healing touch as I begin to pray. Believe the Holy Spirit is within you to quicken, make alive your body to heal it. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, every infirmity, in Jesus' name, the name that is above every name, I command every infirmity, go. I break your power, you foul tormenting infirmity. Let the anointing of heaven go through these bodies. Be healed and made whole. Give them a miracle in their bodies, Lord. Torment them no more. A woman with fibromatous tumor in the uterus and this anemia, I curse this, just like Jesus cursed the fig tree. I pull it out by the roots. Go from this body. Now give her a miracle. I curse all cancers. I command them to dry up from the roots Let the fire of heaven burn out every trace of cancer. Go from this body. Let the anointing of heaven go through this body in Jesus' name. Pray for pain, sickness, and diseases. I curse that's on you. You foul infirmity. I command you to go from them. Leave them. Let the anointing go right through that body. You that have been tormented, you that have been tormenting them, loose them. Go from them. Be healed. Give them a miracle. To the brokenhearted, I command them to tormenting demon, leave them. Give them peace, Lord. Give them your shalom. Torment them no more. Give them a miracle that they have longed for. Well, friends, know that it is God's will for you to be healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I believe there's also people listening that have a sore throat. I break the power of it right now in Jesus Christ's name. Release them now, I pray. Give them a miracle. Anything that's from the crown of the head to the sole of the feet, be healed and made whole. Well, friends, divine healing can be instantaneous, but it can often be progressive, where it unfolds over the period of time. It says this in Mark 8, 23, 25, and Luke 17, 12 to 19. But the Bible clearly states that you shall recover. I know one of my testing with myself. I got excruciating pain in my left knee, and it was really painful for a number of hours, and it started to subside, and at the end of 4 days it was completely gone. But friends, act your faith. Look for the improvement. Very important. Look for the improvements. And use your authority as a believer. Make sure you're living in right relationship with God and each other. We must forgive. No holding on to grudges or being vindictive. And walk in love. Maintain a good confession. So important to maintain a good confession and forgive. We must forgive. They may have done, what they've done might have been wrong, but you've got to forgive them for your sake, for your health, for your well-being. Do not listen to doubt or unbelief, and know that it is God's will for you to be healed. And so my final prayer for you today, today's blessing, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace or his shalom. Know that you are a child of God, a priceless part of his kingdom. Your eternal soul is in the hand of the Lord, and no one can pluck you out. The angels of God are going before you to prepare your way, and behind you is your rear guard. The blessings of the Lord are yours because you are his child. He loves you with an everlasting love that you cannot begin to imagine. Receive God's blessing in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Shalom. Amen.
Flowing like a river, flowing out to you.